Welcome students. Today we are in this session we are going to learn income from business, the head income from business, how to calculate income from business. Okay, this is chapter number 6. We have already completed the first 5 chapters and I think you have already gone through the first 5 chapters. Now this chapter is about what are the taxable income, how the taxable income from business is calculated for the income tax return filing. So the chapter is chapter number 6, income from business and profession. Income from business and profession. Now in this income from business, so if I ask you that what is your income from business, so everyone will say, sir, income from business is the net profit. Okay, so you have a revenue statement which is also called as profit and loss account. Profit and loss account. Okay, this side is the debit side and this side is the credit side. Debit side you have written all the expenses and credit side you have written all the income. Credit side you have written all the income which the company has earned from the business or the individual has earned. All the income. So this includes income from house property also. This includes income from business and profession. This includes income earned from capital gain. This includes income from other sources, right? And at the same time, on the debit side, you have written expense of an individual, because we are doing indirect tax of the individual, not of the corporate. So whatever expense the individual has incurred throughout the year, you have written in all in this. Okay, so this expense may include business expense and also the expense which are not related to business, but it is your expense. That's the reason you have recorded in this. So adding all the income and deducting all the expense, the amount, the net profit which you are getting is, net profit which you are getting is, suppose 350 crores. So when I ask people that what is the income from business, so you will straight away say, sir, the income from my business is 350 crores. Really, it is 350 crores? What do you think? See what I have written. This revenue statement, this P&L, this profit and loss account is showing all the income earned by the individual throughout in the financial year, whether it is income from house property, whether it is income from business is also there, but sales and everything. Okay, so income from house property income is also written, because profit and loss means individual's income earned and expense, right? So he has written all the expenses and all the income from all other sources. Now house property income is taxable, is calculated under the head house property. Again you have written here, so you have added house property income to your business. So is it a pure income from house property, 350 crores? What do you say? Yes? No, right? It is not pure. Acha, you have written income from capital gain, the income which you earned because of your capital gain, that is also written here. Is it from your business? No. And they are taxable under the head capital gain, but you have included in your P&L. Acha, you have recorded other sources, income from other sources. See, income from other sources means you received interest on your saving account, you receive interest on your fixed deposit, you receive interest on the various security you have invested in. So is it your business? No. So this type of income comes under the other sources chapter, which we are going to cover in the coming chapters. Okay, the income from other sources, that in that we are going to earn. So is it right now, is it the income earned from your business? Your business is of manufacturing, suppose this pen, you are manufacturing this pen marker for the laptops, for the touchscreen. So are the income which you are getting from by way of interest, by way of dividend, by way of interest on security, bonds, debentures, right? Is that income is from business? No. But you have recorded in P&L, in profit and loss account, you have recorded all the income on the credit side from other various heads. At the same time, on the debit side, you have recorded all the expenses. So now you tell me the net profit which you are getting, now you tell me the net profit which you are getting, is it a pure net profit from your business? Because when I asked this question to you, you only said me, sir, in this example which you have shown, the income from business is 350 crores because P&L gives you income from business. But now, again, I'm asking you this question. Is it 350 crores is income from business, pure income from business? Yes, what you said? Very good. Now you are saying, no, sir, it is not. It has income from business included in this, but it is not the pure income from business. So when you are going to calculate income from business, you need to calculate the pure income from business. So for that, what you have to do, you will not make this P&L account again. You will do a rectification. This profit includes this 350 crores include business income as well as business expenses deducted, and this income also this 350 crores also includes income from various other sources, income from house property, income from capital gain, which you are going to study in the next session. Capital gain, what is income from capital gain? Income from capital gain means the income which you earn by selling off your properties. Selling off the properties and getting the income from that is not your business. So that is taxable under the head capital gain. That you are going to study. Don't worry about that. So there are various head. There are various head. Income from salary, income from house property, which you have already done. Income from business, income from capital gain, income from other sources. So an individual can earn income from this 5 heads. And 5 heads ka calculation we are going to do individually, separately. Out of that, I have done with you, completed with you income from salary. I have completed income from house property. Now, right now, I am doing income from business. Hai na? So, right now, in this P&L, you have written all the income from all the various sources. And you have deducted all the expenses. Is it a pure income? No. So, now what to do? You have to calculate the pure income, net taxable income from business, which is purely from business. So, for that, again, I will not make a new P&L. What I will do? I'll rectify this. I will rectify the given net profit. What to do for rectification, sir? The expense. Suppose you have written this expense. This expense is not a business expense. This expense is not a business expense. This expense is not a business expense. So you have deducted, though it is not a business expense, but in profit and loss, you have to write all the expenses. In profit and loss, you are supposed to write all the expenses. But now to rectify, this expense you have already deducted, and this income, see, this is not your business income. This is not your business income. This is not your business income. So, but you have written in your P&L income, which is not from business, and expense, which is not. So for rectifying, what you have to do, sir, income, which you have added, which is not from business, to rectify, you deduct it. And expense which you have deducted, which is not a business expense, you add it. By doing this, we are rectifying the current profit. So this is how income from business is calculated. So for that, I'll show you a pro forma. So for income from business, you will make a pro forma like this. This is a pro forma where you will start with net profit. You will start with net profit. That is 350 crores. Okay. So to this, what you have to add? Sir, the expense which you have deducted from the revenue, from the profit and loss, which is not a business expense, but you have deducted. So now you have to rectify. So in rectification, what? Aapne agar less kiya hai, you have to add. If you have added to rectify, you have to deduct. So what I will do, I will write add disallowable expense. Disallowable means the expense which is not of your business, so they are not allowed to deduct, but you have deducted, so now you have to rectify. That's the reason. Add disallowable expenses and allowable income not recorded in profit and loss account. So what you have to add? See, I told you rectify. 350 crores is not my pure income from business. It is, it includes income from business, but it is not pure. So you have to purify it. So for purifying, what you have to do? You have to rectify. You have to rectify. What you have done, you have deducted many expenses, which is for the business as well as from non-business. So the expense which is not from your business, from your operation, remove it. So for removing the expense, what you'll do? You'll take an eraser and erase it? No. You have to rectify. So expense you deducted, na? Now to rectify, you have to add to the net profit. Automatically it will get rectified. And the income which you have added to the net profit, to rectify, you have to deduct. So what I said, add disallowable expense. See, the word used, disallowable expense, means it is not an expense of business. That is why it is not allowed. That's the reason I am saying it is disallowable expense. And why you are adding, sir, expense need to be deducted. My dear, expense need to be deducted. You have already deducted it. That is the reason you got a profit 350 crores. Now to rectify, I am doing a reverse effect. The expense which you have deducted, which are not allowed as a business expense, but you have deducted. So now you have to rectify. That's the reason you are adding. Okay, so by doing this, you will get the total. Suppose this total is 50 crores. So what my total is 400. Now from this less. Acha, now I told you add disallowable expense. Okay, disallowable expense you have to add. And allowable income not recorded in P&L means what? There are certain income which you have earned from business, but the accountant has not recorded in the profit and loss. It is a business income. There may be some, you know, last moment transaction which has happened in the end of the year, which is not recorded by the accountant. So it is a business income. It has to become, it has to be recorded in P&L, but accountant has not made the entry for that. So if such type of income is there, that need to be added. That is the reason allowable income not recorded in P&L. So two things you have to add. Disallowable expenses you have to add, because that they are not the business expenses, but you have deducted. That's the reason you need to rectify. And allowable income means it is an income of business, but it is a last day transaction which is not recorded in the profit and loss. So that need to be added. Okay, acha, by adding, suppose 50 crores is the total. So 50 crores I added. Acha, now disallowable income. Now what are disallowable income? Sir, income from house property is disallowed because it is not a business income. Remove. Because they are taxable under house property. Sir, income from capital gain. Sir, that is also not the income from business. It is income from other capital gain, which we are going to study in the further sessions. Okay. So that is income from capital gain. So you have to disallow. Acha, sir, other sources, interest received, interest on saving, interest on fixed deposit, interest on security, interest on bonds, dividend from debenture. Sir, these are the incomes which you are earning because of your investments. That is not your business. So this income is there in your P&L. So at disallowed, they are disallowed. So all that disallowable income and allowable expenses not recorded in profit and loss account. So wo jo income not allowed means there is a business expense, but at the end of the year that transaction has not been recorded by the accountant. They might have forgot, or any reason. Okay, so they might have forgot to write. So such type of expenses, which are business expenses, but it is not there in P&L, you have to less. So that is why it is called as allowable expense not recorded in P&L. So such type of expense coming, suppose 10 crores. So now 400, 350, I have taken an example, okay. 350 crores plus disallowable expense and allowable income, 50 crores, 400, less disallowable income, 10 crores. The net taxable income from business and profession is 390 crores. So this is the taxable income from business and profession. Now, sir, you have written the pro forma, disallowable expense. Now, which are the disallowable expenses? So we will learn about that. Which are the disallowable incomes? So we'll learn one by one about that. That is there covered in your chapter, income from business. Okay, so I'll be sharing, explaining you one by one various disallowable expense which you need to add back in order to rectify. Okay, are you ready? Are you with me? Okay, chalo, aage badhte. So, list of disallowable expenses. List of disallowable expenses. So the very first is penalty, fines, penalty and fine. All penalty which is imposed by the local authority or the government because of some unlawful things done by the company, because of that you are paying fine, penalty, hai na? There are various, any reason. So whatever, for any criminal cases also. Okay. So penalty, fines, income tax paid, comma, wealth tax paid. See, wealth tax is a personal tax of the individual, of the SSE. Why it will be shown as an expense of business? Okay. So income tax, see, you are calculating taxable income. So before calculating taxable income, you are deducting tax. So is it allowed? No, it is disallowable expense. Acha, advance tax. So penalty, fine, income tax paid, wealth tax, advance tax, estate duty. All this is not allowed in business. Income tax reform says that this expenses is your personal expenses. We are not allowed you to deduct this expense from your income. So that's the reason this expenses are non-disallowable expenses. Okay, this is the first point. Second point, salary paid to proprietor. Salary paid to proprietor and partners. Salary paid to proprietor and partners, or interest on capital. Right now I am talking about sole proprietor, so I'll be removing partners. Okay, I'm not taking into consideration the partner part. I will explain you, but right now I'm considering the pro forma on the basis of the sole proprietor. Okay, so salary paid to proprietor, interest on capital, commission to proprietor, all this expense which is paid to the owner of the company, income tax department will not allow you to deduct this expense. Though you have paid, it is as per the scale, as per the market scale is you are paying that. But income tax is saying, by it is your business. So why are you taking salary from your business? If that salary is paid to an employee, that is deduct. But you are the owner. You can enjoy profit, but You are not supposed to show salary as an expense. The income tax does not allow that. So salary paid to proprietor, interest on capital, commission to proprietor, all these expenses are disallowed by income tax. This is the second point. Third point, any advertisement paid in political party souvenir. In political party souvenir, see, during the election, every political party, they print some manifesto and they distribute among the people to know that what they have done for the area or for the country or whatever it is. Okay, in that manifesto, if I am giving my company ka advertisement and I paid money to the political party yesterday, that means you have given donation to the political party. You cannot show this as an expense, as advertisement expense, because the amount which you are paying to the political party, okay, so they will not issue you the tax receipt, because they are not allowed to. They are not the business, they are not the agency, they are not the business, so they cannot issue a tax receipt to you. Understood? So in that case, you cannot claim this advertisement expense. So if you are paying advertisement expense to any advertising agency, that you can claim. But if you are paying a huge amount in the name of advertisement in the political party souvenir. They print a souvenir. So in that situation, that expense is disallowed as per the income tax reform. Is that clear? Okay. Acha. Then fourth point, any expenditure of capital nature, any expenditure of capital nature is disallowed. Any expense of capital nature is disallowed. Now what is this? Sir, capital nature. That means, suppose you have purchased raw material. Sir, that is a business expense. Okay, at the same time, on the same day, you purchase an asset also, furniture for your business or machinery for your business. So in that purchase word, the name is common, purchase raw material, purchase machinery. So your accountant may have recorded the machinery ka purchase in the purchase of raw material. Is it right? Is it a business expense? No, it is a capital expenditure. You have purchased an asset that comes in balance sheet. It should not come in P&L. So you have made a mistake. So any expenditure which is of capital nature means you have purchased an asset. You paid wages for the installation of machinery. Installation of machinery ka wages should get added to the cost of the machinery. But you have included that wages in your revenue statement, in your profit and loss. So that is wrong. So that is disallowed. So that is what expenditure of capital nature. Expenditure of capital nature. Expenditure of capital nature is disallowed. See, if you purchase raw material, it is a business expense. Not a problem. But if you purchase a machinery, it is not a business expenditure. It is an asset. Because company has purchased a fixed asset. It is not treated as your expense. Right? So it will be recorded in the balance sheet. So, but you have recorded it. So that should be disallowed. Then next part, any expense paid in cash over 10,000 rupees. Any expense which is paid in cash over 10,000 rupees. Then the whole expense is disallowed. Then the whole expense is disallowed. Then the whole expense is disallowed. Means what? See, in the due course of business, suppose you went outstation on a business meeting. So there you found that one of the supplier is selling your raw material which is required by your company for the product at a very cheaper rate. At a very cheaper rate, which is less than, means 30 to 40% less than the raw material at the price at which I am purchasing raw material. So I went to him, "Are bhai, what is the cost of this?" "Well, sir, this is the cost." "Okay, so I want a raw material of 5 lakhs. Can you give it me?" "Yes, sir, but I'll give you this 5 lakhs only on cash basis. If you are paying me a check, then in that case, I will not give you 5 lakhs. I'll charge you 8 lakhs. So what I did, I paid cash 5 lakhs to him and I purchased a raw material. So it is an expense for the business only. Did I purchase it for my personal use? Did I purchase it for my personal use? No, you have purchased it for the business, but you have paid in cash. You have paid in cash, though that means it is unauthorized. Okay, na? There is no proof that you have paid. So in that situation, there is a provision in the income tax that if any expense which is, though you are paid for the business, if it is paid in lump sum amount more than 10,000, then the whole amount is disallowed. Though it is paid for business, then also the whole amount is disallowed. So that is what I said. Any expense paid in cash over 10,000, this is 10,000 rupees, okay? I will write rupees first, okay? 10,000. Huh? Then the whole expense is disallowed. Okay, acha. Now the next sixth point, reserve for doubtful debts or RBDD or provision for doubtful debts. Now what is this? Now see, in every business, there is a scope of loss from the customer. I sold goods to customer, say 300 crores sale is there, throughout the year, and from that 300 crores every year, there is a possibility that I am suffering a loss of 3 to 5%. 2 to 5%, doubtful. So every company, from that data due, the due from the customers, they create a provision that out of the data every year, there is a possibility of loss of 5%. So though the loss has not yet happened, it has not yet occurred, but still, for to safeguard future's interest of the company, we are allowed to record future loss as per the conservatism convention. So we record doubtful debts 5%. Every company has this percentage fixed in their AGM. They keep that percentage fixed, and every year they charge in the AGM. They have taken the permission that every year we will be charging 5% doubtful debts as a loss for the future. It will get reversed if the loss does not occur. So in the next year, it will get reversed. But next year, again, they will charge 5%. So this year's new reserve is charged, and next year, last year's reserve is deducted. So this keeps on going. So you have shown a loss which has not yet occurred. You have shown a loss which has not yet occurred. That is called reserve for doubtful debts. Income tax department says that, did the bad debts happen? No. Is the bad debt happened? The customer is confirmed that he is not paying the money. If he is not confirmed, I cannot allow you to write this loss. But as per the concepts, accounting standard, we have to record the future loss as per the conservatism convention. So we show that. But income tax does not allow. So this expense, which you have shown as a loss, provision for loss or the future, reserve for doubtful debts, it is not allowed. It is a disallowable expense. It is a disallowable expense. This much you understood? Yes. So what is the first point? Penalty, fine, tax paid, wealth tax, advance tax, estate duty paid by the employer. See, I am calculating taxable income. So in that, already you are deducting tax. That is not allowed, na? Advanced tax, that is also not as an, you cannot claim it as an expense. If you claim that as an expense, your income will get come less. So that is not feasible. So penalty is because of your mistake. It is not a business expense. It is because of the company's mistake. It is because of the, you have broken some law. So you have done some unlawful things. That is the reason it is, it is not allowed. Okay. The next point is, seventh point is, thank you.